In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are certainly at a different place than we thought we would be when we gathered so many weeks ago on that Forgiveness Vespers Sunday. Perhaps we had heard just a little bit about the thing that may be coming, but no one seemed really sure. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, we were full on into it. And because of this, the whole character of Great Lent changed, I think, for everyone. Lent now becomes something very real to all of us, something very palpable in perhaps a way that it never did before. Because we're so used to this time of year, although we may have wonderful preparation with our fasting and prayers and spiritual reading and everything else, Holy Week becomes something that we anticipate so much. There's so much busyness about it. There's flowers and palms and all kinds of decorations. There's just this incessant noise about Holy Week. And yet this time around, the noise is not going to be there. Because perhaps for the only time in any of our lives, the Lord is calling us to a time of absolute quiet and reflection. He's offering all of us a gift that none of us may ever have again. And that gift is to really and genuinely go with Him to the cross. Because this time, we can't just gather and enjoy the services and the beautiful hymns and all of these things, and particularly as a congregation. We have none of that now. Instead, what we have is an isolation, a complete and utter isolation, perhaps even a bit of a desolation of spirit. If any of you are like me, and I'm sure some of you are, you wake up now in the morning and you feel perhaps a little bit depressed about what's going on. You wake up and perhaps you've gotten a good night's sleep, perhaps not, and then you think, oh, this is still going on. This is still here with all of us. And a sort of chill comes over us. But yet when we think about what the Lord is about to go through in His Passion Week, when we understand about how He felt rather desolate, how He felt completely alone and isolated, when even His disciples would end up not only abandoning Him, but betraying Him and denying Him. He's giving us this year a chance to feel a little like that. And even the apostles themselves, when the first Pascha came around, where were they? Were they in church celebrating? Were they all gathered around the tomb singing, "Christ is risen"? No, they weren't. They were hidden away and they were scared to death. They were fearful for their lives and they were in complete and utter confusion about what happened. Well, we know what happens. That's the good thing for us. We can't necessarily feel too despondent because we do know of the resurrection at the end in a way that they didn't. But at the same time, because of this denial, and Lent is all about self-denial, and now self-denial is being forced upon us. Because of this self-denial that we're engaged in, it is a time to really look inward, to determine what it is we really believe. Here we gather with the Lord today, and we hear Hosanna, which means save us. Hosanna in the highest, and words like that were only directed towards God, because there's none higher than God. Blessed is He that comes in the name of the Lord. And we throw down our palms and our branches before Him. And as much as we can participate on this day, we should. We should understand that there is great joy in what we do today. But also, at the same time, we know that this week is going to be very, very difficult for us. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Again, as we know that these same crowds that threw these palm branches out before the Lord on this day, they're going to turn on Him completely in just a week. Well, yes, I heard about Him raising Lazarus, but that must have all just been some sort of rumor or joke. It couldn't have really happened. Bring on Barabbas. We don't need this Jesus of Nazareth. Oh, the fickleness of human nature. Those who saw Lazarus rise from the dead, many of them would turn this coming week. Those who saw the many miracles, those who proclaimed Him king on this day, would turn away and call for his crucifixion in just a matter of days. So we have to take this to heart. We have to understand that the Lord is giving us a profound gift this day and this week and even on into Pascha, because he's letting us feel, perhaps like we never have before, some of what he went through. And as he tells us many times, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. And that it's a difficult road to follow him, but we must follow him if we're going to be like him. This year of all years, we must do that. We must remember these things. We must keep up with the meaning of every single day in Holy Week and understand that the Lord's trying to teach us a lesson that we'll never forget the rest of our lives after this particular Palm Sunday and this particular Holy Week. So let us go forward. Let us go forward with joy in saying, Hosanna in the highest. Let us say it right now in our homes, if you're watching this at home. And let's go forward into the week, feeling that more than any other year, perhaps, we have an opportunity of uniting ourselves with our Lord Jesus Christ and then making his resurrection all the more meaningful for us. Amen.